From JMIS this Monday morning, Andrew Keller, very nice of you to drop in.
That's all good.
Good
you know
to see.
I love coming in.
No, I know, and we love you coming in, and we love seeing you. And Fonterra on Friday, so the big announcement came Friday, and as we suspected, it wasn't the good side of the ledger, was it?
No, we had that discussion, didn't we? Wasn't it going to be positive or negative, which one of those sort of Clayton's questions, really. Yeah, look, I think disappointing. It was described as being a disappointing outcome, and I think that's probably a fair description. Look, there's two things to look at here. What are the facts, and then what do we think about the facts? So the facts were they basically dropped the final dividend payment. So they'd indicated that they were going to get a certain dividend, earnings per share 25-30 cents. They've already paid out a dividend 10 cents earlier. They're not going to pay a final dividend. Secondly, they dropped the price of the forecast milk payout. So $6.75 per kilogram of milk solids is what we're looking at. They're actually only going to pay $6.70. So they're the facts. But the question is, what does this mean and what message are they sending? And I think that's far more interesting.
Okay, so is it the company is in trouble or the economy is in trouble or the global markets? What are we dealing with here?
So the reason they have done this, by effectively not paying the final dividend and by withholding some of that milk payout, what they're doing is they're retaining a whole bunch of money. So probably several hundred millions of dollars which would have been paid out, which isn't. It's all about balance sheet strength. It's all about maintaining that balance sheet strength. Remember, Fonterra has a credit rating. They've got, I might not have this number right, but I think it's just over $7 billion worth of debt. So the credit rating is pretty important. Balance sheet is pretty important. But what's really key here, Mike, is what message does this send?
Yeah.
That's the key. Now, you say 5 cents on $6.75 to $6.70, maybe $20,000 on the average farm. I think that number was floated around. Which is, I wouldn't want somebody taking 20 grand off my income, but what message is it sending about the business? Now, we know their margins are under pressure. Their margins get under pressure when that milk price goes up. But it speaks volumes about the fact that this business can't raise capital. So what this is going to do, it's going to focus attention on the structural issues that we've got. I mean, let's not talk about management and what's happened over the last few years, but the structural business of trying to run a cooperative and trying to raise capital, which is very difficult.
Which brings in the government, because it was Shane Jones, wasn't it? Remember, Shane Jones said we need to have a look at the way this business is run, and they're having some sort of overarching view of it.
Yeah, and this question is being keeps coming up. What you've got is you've got one of the largest dairy businesses in the world, which is capital constrained because of the cooperative structure.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. So what they've effectively done here is they've raised capital in the past. They have been accused when they have done this of raising capital by stealth. So they've retained money. Now, if it was a company that wasn't a cooperative, they would have more flexibility.
All right. Talk to me about manufacturing.
Okay, manufacturing. This is the BNZ Performance of Manufacturing Index. Now, there's all this talk about business confidence going down and the Reserve Bank governor tells it's not a problem and Grant Robinson tells it's not a problem. Well, this is a number that is actual activity. And it came in at 51.2. That is below the long-term average. In 2017, this purchase of manufacturing index, performance of manufacturing index, averaged 56.2. It is falling. It is lower. These are real numbers.
It is real. But we're spending more, though. Having said that, we're spending more on fuel. And why are we spending more on fuel?
Because we've got taxes. And actually, if you look at inflation, where are we getting inflation? We're getting inflation from government charges and from regulation.
Exactly.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got guest nights as well. They're down. So they're not coming as much as they used to.
Yeah, but we're comparing ourselves to the Lions Tour last year. Okay, so that's obviously, especially if we look back in 2016, we're up about 5%.
Okay, so they still love us. This is good to know. What are the numbers this Monday morning?
Okay, bit of a rocky night on the markets on Friday night. And we'll talk about this tomorrow morning. It's all about Turkey. It's all about the lira. Yeah. It's all about economic war, Mike. 25,313 on the Dow, down 196. S&P 500, 2833, down 20. The Nasdaq, 783, now down 53. So losses right across the board there. FTSE 100, 7667, down 75. Nikkei, 22298, down 300. Shanghai Composite, 2795. The Aussies lost 26,278 on the ASX 200, but we were up 70 on Friday, closing at 9010, up 0.8% on the currencies, 0.6590 against the US this morning, 0.9012 Aussie, 0.5765 Euro, 0.5153 pounds, 73.01 yen. Gold trading at $1,210.57. Brent crude, $72.81.
Well done, mate. Good to see you. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He is available to you at JMI. In fact, he's stepping out the door now. I'll take your calls. JMIWealth.co.nz.